You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God bless football, Billy Gill. God bless football, Billy Gill. Hey, it's Billy. Welcome. I know you're thinking, today is not the day that we normally listen to God Bless Football. Well, here's the thing. We're going to have a little mini God Bless Football episode that we're putting out right now for a specific reason. So, we caught up with our friends, Austin Eckler. I say that because like I have this thing where I don't know if people consider me their friends. We've gone over this. It's a weird thing that I have. So like I don't want to say, hey, I'm friends with this person, and then this person doesn't think that they're friends with me. It's like, anyway, so we caught up with Austin Eckler, who, as you may or may not know, is now a Washington Commander. He signed last week with them in like a free agent frenzy. We were going to talk to him last week, but he was on his bachelor party. So we said, you know what? Let's leave him alone and not bother him while he's on his bachelor party, which we're going to talk to him about in this episode. And we're also going to talk to him about going to Washington. And he's pretty candid about that and what went into that. And we're going to talk to him about his March Madness bracket tournament for a cause. So if you go to EcklerFoundation.org, you can sign up and donate to his foundation and participate in a March Madness bracket, which is why you're getting this today, because obviously March Madness starts before Friday. So Austin wanted to promote this. We wanted to kind of do right by him since he's been good to us over the years and get this out before your typical Friday episode. So hopefully you can go to EcklerFoundation.org and register there and kind of help him out and all the good stuff that he does. So you're also probably wondering, Billy, why are you talking to yourself? It's a great question. So Stugatz had to go to like a sales call, and Mikey A, you know, has a family, and it's a little bit late. So I said, you know what? I got this. Anyways, here's our friend, Austin Eckler, talking about changes in his life, his bachelor party, his new team, how free agency played out, who was interested in him, who was not interested in him, what went down with the Chargers, and more. So, enjoy. God bless football. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
What's going on, gang?
Congrats on the deal.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. It's something new, but I'm looking forward to the new.
Welcome to the East Coast.
What happened there? I remember
that was the one
you
thing you said.
I know, man. I know.
Austin, is there anything about the new that makes you nervous? Because people don't like change. Does something new make you nervous?
Nervous. Not nervous. No, I'm not nervous for anything. I know there's going to be an adjustment. And I'm looking forward to the adjustment of just trying something new in my life, because I've been on the West Coast with the Chargers, obviously, for the last 7 years. And now kind of going into year eight, hey, there's something new that's on the table, and kind of taking it on with like a lot of just forward looking, I guess, affirmations for myself, where it's like it's a new opportunity, right, to be back on the field, new organization, new coaches, new culture. Let's try to immerse myself in this and take it on as what it is. It's a new challenge for me, and see if I can make as much as I can with this one as I did with my other.
Well, there's a lot of new there. Is there a comfort level there going and playing for, I guess, Anthony Lynn again?
Ooh, comfort is a you know, you got to be careful with that word. In sports, you never really want to be too comfortable. And I think what Coach Lynn did a lot was to keep pressure on us as players when he was our head coach. And now it's going to be a little bit different, because now he's in the room with me and he's not the head coach anymore. You know, we just caught up briefly when I was out there. Just catching up on everything that's gone on for the past 7 years up to now, and just how you kind of turn over. But he still has the same demeanor, still has that same seriousness about him when he's talking about the sport. So I'm looking forward to being in his room, not necessarily being comfortable, but being pushed. Like, I want to be coached. And I know he's going to do that. So it's going to be good.
You're going to have Cliff Kingsbury as your offensive coordinator. Was there anything you saw in his system that you really liked that made you want to go there?
His eyes.
His smile.
Wait a minute. Well, I mean, he was with USC, right? So I didn't watch any of USC's tape or anything last year. And obviously he was with he was with the Cardinals as well. And you know, I was having a discussion with him. You know, we can't talk football or anything like that, but seems like he's ready to push forward and try to put us in the best position he possibly can, which is what I'm asking for. And so we'll see what that looks like. And you know, with Dan, with DQ is what they call him, Dan Quinn over there, you know, coming from Dallas, and me playing with Kellen last year, I know there was a lot of hurry up stuff going in. So maybe I can anticipate a little bit of that going in. But just, I'm excited, because even I got, you know, Brian Robinson in the room with me over there too, or I guess I'm joining his room, depending on how you look at it.
It's your room, Austin. I mean,
well, here's the thing. It's all of our room. But he's been there longer than me. So, and we'll see what the culture is like over there. But we're different. We're very different types of runners, right? He's like 6'1", you know, 220 or whatever he is. And, you know, I'm not. I'm my little scat speed, you know. So kind of going back to almost like me and the Melvin Gordon punch. So I'm looking forward to see how that dynamic plays out as well.
It's interesting. And by the way, we have a lot to get to here with Austin, because Austin's Eckler's Madness is going on, a charity March Madness tournament. I'll be doing a live stream with Austin. I'm very excited about this. I'm getting Billy involved as well. Billy is a college basketball expert, so I'm looking forward to that. And we have a bachelor party to cover.
Not true. Oh, yeah. We do.
I buried the lead. Let's Austin, we'll get back to football. How was the bachelor party?
It was great. So, you guys know me, and I'm not, well, maybe you don't know this about me, but I'm not like a big, like, like go to the club, like let's get rowdy and let's, you know, just get bottle service and do that. So I was out jumping trucks. I was racing Ferraris.
Wow.
We were playing golf. We were doing some different types of experiences, like they have this thing called like blackout dining, where you literally can't see a hand in front of your face and you like have a dinner. Went to the Sphere. And so it was like a bunch of events like that we were, you know, indulging in. So that was my weekend, or my week.
We were joking last week saying that we knew you were on your bachelor party. And we're like, you know what he's doing is he's in the gym doing supersets and trying to hit PRs with all his friends. That's what's going on.
Hey, that would be cool. You know, let's get the gig together. Let's see how much weight we can lift.
Yeah, that's good.
Would it though?
For him, yes.
I think so.
Wait, but your crew, your brother, everyone took good care of you. You had a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time. It was my little brother and then one of my best friends. His name's Mark. So it was just the trio, and we were enjoying ourselves out in Vegas. It's crazy. There's so much stuff to do out here, right, in the backyard. So I think jumping the trucks was the most unique thing. Like, every time I go, like, you see this ramp and you're in this truck. I mean, it's like a mid-sized truck that's got like really big suspensions on it and stuff like that. But when you're going over these ramps, you're flooring it, pedal to the ground, and you can't see like the other side. Like you go into a big dip and you can't see going out. And so every time you get off the ground, like my butthole's like puckering, like, oh, and then boom, you'd hit and then have to like correct it. And so that was very intense. I would recommend it if you haven't tried out in Vegas.
Ink was dried on the contract before we went on this adventure, though, correct?
No, it wasn't actually. So,
what? Austin, crazy? What's going on?
That's just poor planning.
$11 million. Look,
they drop these things every day. You know, clearly, you know, there's some risk in living, but you know, you got to go out there a little bit and try some things. You know,
not with $11 million on the line. I mean, wait till that ink dries. You know, I mean, what's the matter with you?
Well, we made it through. Made it through. That's all that matters.
You did make it through. How many teams, Austin? Do you know? Are you aware of how many teams were actually interested in you in signing you?
Yeah, there was like six that were like genuinely like interested on the first day. Some threw out a number, some were like, yes, we want to talk, but we're going after this person first. And so it's a huge shuffle, man. And the first day that we were able to actually have that conversation with teams, that we saw it, you guys saw it, like bang bang, the running backs are going like crazy. And so it was like a frenzy of who can snag, you know, some of our guys going into our second and third contracts. And so there was, yeah, like I said, probably about five or six, some that did throw out a number, some that didn't, but the ones that we felt were most interested in the kind of like the best fit for as far as, hey, Austin, what you want out of your career at this point, was Washington. And so ended up working out for herself as well. And then, you know, we ended up plugging the gap over there for him.
Austin, we want to get back to Washington, but first you mentioned how all the money was being thrown out to all these running backs. And for years, you know, the past few seasons, we've been talking about the running back market is dead. Nobody's paying running backs. What did you make of all the money getting thrown out to all you guys?
Yeah, there was some encouraging stuff out there. You know, I like to say Quan Deal, him getting himself in there. I forgot what Josh signed for. But it's tough. It really is tough because, like, how do you quantify, you know, the impact on the field? I think it's almost skewed a little bit just because of I'm really not sure why. Maybe it's because quarterbacks get paid a lot of money, and then we need someone that can actually catch the ball for these guys and get open. And so maybe that there's a little bit more emphasis on, you know, the receiver spot as far as talking skill positions on offense getting paid. Obviously, you know, the running backs are the least of the amount. I guess tight ends too. Tight ends are still, I don't know. It'd be curious to compare the running backs and the tight ends. But in my experience, tight ends have been a little bit more impactful running backs have been more impactful to the offense with the ball in their hands than tight ends have. And then same even with receivers. Like you can have receivers, it's crazy because you can have a receiver, you know, go and catch, you know, 60 balls a year, have, you know, 600 yards, you know, two, three, four touchdowns and get paid $10 million a year. And it just seems skewed when you have your starting running back who's going to touch the ball, you know, 300 times, you know, a year, not able to even get close to that or get around that. So obviously you got to put product on the field. You know, I think Christian has been an advocate of what the position can be, like what the cap is right now anyway in sports. And we're all chasing to make as big of an impact as he has. But I think he's underpaid too. He should be getting paid $25, you know, $1 million a year. I think he's getting like 17 right now. So, these are just my opinions. So it really just comes down to, you know, what your value. And I'm clearly biased because I played running back, but just coming out of the lens of trying to, you know, see why the justification is. You're paying a lot of these quarterbacks a lot of money. You want to try to get people that, hey, you know, they can get open, that these quarterbacks can throw to. But I don't know. I don't know. It's more than I can try to figure out here on this call by myself.
Awesome. Well, understanding it is a business, right? You're also a human. So when you say there was, you know, five or six teams that are interested in you, but some of them are like, but we're also interested in this other person. Does any part of you say like, okay, well, like I want to be with someone who wants me, not someone who's kind of waiting around to see if they have to settle for me?
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes down to the situation that they're trying to fill. You know, the Chargers came to me and kind of told me what they were looking at in their running back, you know, position. And it wasn't what I can offer as a player. There was a misalignment. So it's like, yeah, they're interested, but Are you really? Is like, am I, if all else fails, we'll bring Austin back in type of thing? Because I don't want to be in that scenario. And if that's your philosophy of what you're telling me and I don't fit that, I got to go look somewhere else, which is totally fine. Like, no hard feelings. Like, you want to go a different direction, but I need to find someone where it's like, hey, we need someone that is going to be able to fit our role of what we want Austin to be in and what we need right now in our room. And so that's what I was looking for. I was looking for someone who had a back that's like someone that's solid, that's there, that I can come in and also compliment, and we can really bounce this thing off of each other as far as, hey, our production. Because that's what I felt best, and that's what I was looking for. And it ended up being with Washington, and so that's why it kind of played itself out, because that's what I was looking for, and that's what they were also looking for out of me as well.
Austin, at this stage of your career, of your life, 2 years seems about right for you, just the way we've kind of gotten to know you. Like, you weren't looking for many more years than that, were you?
No. No, I was right now in my mindset. I take this year, I take it one at a time right now. Like, I'm going to give it, if I'm committed, I'm committed to this year. I'm going to give it everything I could potentially give it in this year. And then I can't even see as far out as next year yet. Like, right. When that time comes, we'll deal with that beast. That's a whole different beast. Let me maximize what I can right now. And, you know, I'm going into year 8 and I've loved playing this game. You know, do I think I'm going to Frank Gore it and get out to 16? I don't know. I don't know. Cause I was talking to, one of my old teammates, Antonio Gates, and he was like, yep, about your time. You know, I was like, ah, I'm going to go like two more years. And he ended up playing like 16 years, you know, after, or I mean, 8 more years after that,
right,
of two more years. So like I said, I can't make any decisions as far as how long my career is going to be, but I just know I'm locked in for this year as it's upon us. And that's what matters the most. And then we'll deal with next year.
Austin, we also know that you are interested in life after football and kind of like the business side. So we were kind of looking when you signed with Washington and said, you know, who's a part owner in Washington? Magic Johnson seems like a good contact for Austin to have.
Oh, Billy started here. Poking
have you
around
spoken
Austin.
To him yet, or like, is any of that adding up here, or am I crazy?
Look, I'm always looking to build myself and the team around me and the team's knowledge and my knowledge. So if we have any connections that can help build what we're already doing, then I'm all for that connection to be made. And so I'm sure I'll get to meet him. I have not met him yet. I was literally there, you know, from when we're recording this yesterday, flew in and out day in, day out just to go sign. So I haven't spent a lot of time out there, but I'm sure I'll get that opportunity. But yeah, my business side is still up and very much alive, and we have some big things coming here in the future.
How much of this did you discuss with your soon-to-be wife?
All of it. Kind of set some parameters with her. I was like, look, if I can't get above this number, which I'll you know, keep hidden, that's probably it. Like, if there's no value for Austin there, then I'm willing to walk away because I can create more value for myself outside of the field. And
you almost retired?
I didn't necessarily almost retire, but I had a number where, hey, if there was not enough interest to get me to this type of contract, then I would walk away from the game. Because regardless, yeah, you get paid. It's still good money, but your body still has to go through it. Like, I'm still going to go through a whole nother year of playing running back in the NFL, which is going to be getting beat down. And then it's like, okay, how much is this actually worth? And can I create more value for myself outside of the field? And luckily, I wasn't even close to that number. So I mean, it wasn't really a question, but we had that conversation.
So how much less than 12 million? Like, I'm trying to figure out what the number is. You're not going to go there, are you?
Look, this is what happened with me. When I went to my second contract, it was all, okay, Austin isn't a powerhouse back. You know, I got the whole charge organization telling me, okay, like, he's not going to be our workhorse because he hasn't done that before. We're going to bring in another back to compliment him, kind of like what I'm going into right now. And I'm like, yep, that sounds great. That's what I've done for the first 3 years. And I go over there and start crushing it. And they're trying to find someone to come in and kind of be that complimentary back. But I was able to, you know, earn myself basically all the reps, you know. And so it was a situation where now I'm getting compensated as a kind of tandem back with no tandem. So that's where I was really conflicted over there. And that's why over the last few years, it's like, yeah, I definitely should be making more. I'm 1600 yards a season for whatever it was, three seasons. And then all the touchdowns that came with it. Now I'm back on the open road. Now I get to choose. I get to see what's out there. I know where I want to be. I know who I am as a player. Now I get to choose. Now I'm like, okay, Washington looks like a great fit for what I'm trying to be as a player and how I can be at my best and how I've been at my best in the past. And so that's where, you know, kind of fell into this situation too. And the money was there as well. And they were looking for the same type of role for me, which makes sense because they have Anthony Lynn there who's seen me in that role, you know, in that space as well. So kind of all fell into how I was expecting it to.
Austin, it looks like you're going to be working with another rookie quarterback this year, and you can tell us who that is in a minute. But what did you learn? You could. I mean, we're assuming Caleb goes number one, so you could tell us who you guys are going to take it to. But you could tell us what did you learn from working with Justin when he was a rookie that you could sort of bring to whoever they bring in, which you'll tell us who that is.
Ooh, it's I think it's so different. All the, like just working with rookies in general, they're all so different. Not even just the quarterback position. Quarterbacks are different in their own way too, because they have to, you know, run and step into a leadership role immediately, and everyone's looking at you to make the plays and lead us on the field. Even though you got guys that are, you know, sometimes 10 years older than you, you know, that you're playing and have been playing for a long time, and now you got to go tell these guys, hey, I need you to line up here and run this route, and hey, I need you to be shorter, and you're almost coaching them in a way. And so that's going to be a bridge that whoever our quarterback is going to have to come in, and depending on, you know, what they've done in the past, they're going to have to step into that and get comfortable in that. And I think it's important as a player, especially as a vet, is to like invite that. Like ask for that, like help pull it out of him. You know, hey, did you like me on that route? Even if it was a good route, like just having that conversation so he gets used to that dialogue of, oh, I can talk to these guys. I can be open with them. Like they're not going to feel offended if I'm like, hey, now I actually want you a little bit further over or shorter or whatever it is. So that's going to be important. And, you know, I'll continue to lead by example and be that person who's trying to help whoever's in that role, you know, just be the best version of themselves because it's going to help the entire team. So yeah, looking forward to seeing whoever it is.
Austin, it's laugh out loud funny that Fowler is now a teammate of yours. I mean, the guy who punched you in the helmet on Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know. I didn't,
you did know.
You know who your teammate is.
How hard did he hit you?
See, people remember that stuff. I forget that stuff.
Right. You know, yes. I mean, yes.
That is hilarious. That's who it was. See, I didn't know that. I would
never introduce yourself to him.
I'm gonna have to go. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go. You know, see what's going on. See if we're good. Or if he's still got bad blood or what. So have bad blood for me. I was trying to get my guy out of there. I don't know right, what the hell exactly. even happened or who right. said
he
what.
Still hit you.
Listen, he's the kind of the guy you want on your side. He's on your side now. Okay. He's on your team now. You're good. Okay. Tell him to go punch someone else. Billy was thinking business with Magic Johnson. I actually heard Washington, and I don't think this is where you want to go post playing career. But I was actually thinking. Politics, perhaps. I don't know. Is that an avenue you would explore or no? Like Aaron Rodgers?
Don't do it, Austin. That's cool.
You're too good a person. Don't do it. You're too good a person. Don't do it.
You're too good. Yeah.
Look, I like to build things. And when I'm in politics, you know, I almost have too much restriction on my back because I have to do as, you know, I'm representing. It's not just like how I'm feeling in the time. And so, I think I'm going to stay away from the politics and stay kind of in the open world where I can build, you know, whatever I please.
All right. We're very happy for you. We'll get to March Madness in just a second. We'll get you out of here in just a second. Can I ask you, like, if I name a team, will you tell me if that team was interested or no?
Yeah. All right. I mean, I don't think it's, yeah, as far as those details, that's fine.
Ravens?
Yes.
Ooh. Chiefs?
I didn't get any word from them. I don't remember.
The Jets?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Packers?
Yes.
Ooh. Raiders?
No. Okay. Interesting.
Wow. Interesting.
Really?
You seem bitter.
Wow. There was a little bit there, but it was like, okay, look, they lost Jacobs and then they kind of went silent. I don't think they even brought it. They haven't brought anyone else yet. Have they?
I don't think so.
Maybe they like someone in the draft. I don't know. Wow. So I don't think that's just an Austin Ekeler thing. I think that's just an in general thing.
How about the Eagles?
No,
no.
I think they signed right away. I would say
Raiders brought in Madison.
Oh yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson with Derrick Henry doesn't seem fair. I mean, you seem to agree.
It's going
to
be exciting for football. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad I don't play defense and don't play against them, you know, in the division. But hey, someone's going to have to stop them. They're still human.
Right.
Though they might be dynamic and, you know, and do really good at what they're able to do. They're still human. So
all right.
All good.
Eckler's Madness, a charity March Madness tournament. I think it's a $50 buy-in. All the proceeds are going to Austin's Foundation, which is fantastic. We are doing a live stream after the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight together. I'm very excited for that. But tell people about the NCAA tournament, and then I have a quick follow-up for you after you're done promoting this.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys want to get involved, as we know, March Madness is a wild time just for all the brackets and everyone's watching, and it's kind of like the pinnacle, you know, moment for college basketball. You know, why we don't have fantasy football going on right now is like the next best thing, you know, for a brief moment anyway. And so we thought a great idea would be to do a charity event for it for my foundation. Quick blurb on my foundation. We put tangible resources back into the community, washers and dryers, weight rooms, backpacks, things that people can actually use that are going to help better their lives in the future. So would love to have you involved.
First place gets two tickets to the 2025 Men's Basketball Championship in San Antonio. You get hotel accommodations as well for two nights. You get a signed game-worn Austin Eckler jersey. Very cool. Two tickets to an Austin Eckler event. A personalized video shout-out from TikTok influencer and boxer Bryce Hall. And second place gets custom shoes designed by Michael J. Kicks. There's also a prize for the biggest loser, which I love. So whoever takes their bracket.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. We have some amazing prizes, in my opinion. You know, first place is obviously the juiciest, but also there's a signed jersey up for grabs if you have the worst bracket. And like I said, all the proceeds go to the Austin Eckler Foundation, where we're putting resources back in the community. So if you're already doing March Madness, if you're not, would love for you to join us and, you know, come contribute. It's a fun way to give back to the community. You know, in your perspective, yeah, it's $50. But for us, it actually is a whole new set of equipment that we can give to somebody else that really needs it. And you get to have fun, potentially win some great prizes with it or not. So it's a win-win situation.
You're a good man doing good work. They asked me if I wanted to be involved. I said, anything for Austin. I then asked Billy if he wanted to be involved. His response, anything for Austin. I mean, because we love you, Austin.
My guys. Yeah. My guys. I appreciate it.
We didn't ask Mackie.
I also have to give you guys props. I have to give you guys props, though, because I was in Washington yesterday walking through the airport.
Yeah.
And someone came up to me and they're like, oh, I see you on God Bless Football. They're all over. You got the fan. They're everywhere. The fans are all over. That's not the first time. That's happened a few times. So I appreciate the respect that you guys and the community has out there. So appreciate y'all listening out there.
That's very nice of you to say, to share that with us. How does March Madness look for you? Like Thursday and Friday, are you like the rest of us just sitting around eating food, drinking beers and watching games all day?
Well, yeah, there's so many games. So I'm always like, I don't keep up with like college football or college basketball during the season. So it's like, okay, like who did I have there? I got to go back, and I have like seven different brackets too. So, and everything is tracked for you. So I just go back and I have to click through my links of like, okay, which one's doing well, which one's not. So that's how, yeah, my couple of weeks will be here.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. I'll be there with you doing a live stream after the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight. So, and I'm happy awesome. To do it. And I'm looking forward to doing it with you. And Billy is as well. So congratulations on the new team, the new city. A lot of new things happening in your life, man. You're about to get married. What a crazy time for you, Austin Eckler.
It's a wild year. It's going to be a good one. Hey, we just keep pushing forward and hopefully more to come.
All right. Well, listen, if $11 to $12 million is not there on the next contract, full-time gig right here. God bless football, okay?
I appreciate it, man. Right. I appreciate you guys.
I don't know what the number is, but we'll figure it out, okay?
All right. I'm still waiting for that best man speech, too, by the way. So I'm just.
Yeah.
What is the actual wedding date? Hold on a second. What is the wedding date?
May 25th.
Okay. I will deliver it the week of the wedding, okay?
Right.
Okay. He'll be busy that week.
No, he won't. He'll make time.
You guys are the best. I appreciate y'all.
All right, man. Thanks, we appreciate Austin. It as well. Yes. Check out his March Madness tournament. $50 going to a great cause, the Austin Eckler Foundation. We love that guy.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.